From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The White House Thursday broached the possibility that President Donald Trump would veto new sanctions on Russia, Iran, and North Korea, prompting sharp criticism from U.S. lawmakers of both political parties, Democratic Maryland Senator Ben Cardin.
This gives the president a stronger hand dealing with Mr. Putin. If he vetoes it, it means he doesn't want a stronger hand in dealing with Mr. Putin.
The House of Representatives approved the sanctions bill Tuesday by a vote of 419-3. A similarly lopsided vote is expected in the Senate. The bill seeks to impose an economic cost on Moscow, Tehran, and Pyongyang for an array of activities to which Washington objects and gives Congress the power to block any presidential move to suspend the punitive measures. Powerful political figures in Washington are coming to the defense of U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, rebuking President Donald Trump for his days of complaints about the country's top law enforcement official. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham warned the president.
The chairman of the Judiciary Committee sent a pretty chilling tweet yesterday. There will be no confirmation hearing for a new attorney general in 2017. If Jeff Sessions is fired, there will be holy hell to pay.
Sessions has told the Associated Press he will continue to serve as long as the president wants him to. Clashes erupted outside the Al-Aqsa Shrine in Jerusalem as thousands of Muslims rushed to pray at the site for the first time in nearly 2 weeks following Israel's removal of security devices installed there after a deadly attack. Israeli police fired tear gas and rubber bullets as Palestinians threw stones in the walled compound that is holy to both Muslims and Jews. The Palestinian Red Crescent said 37 Palestinians were wounded. This is VOA News.